Those of you listening to the podcast feed, we are getting ready to go live on YouTube. So we're getting the stream set up.
And hopefully no tech issues this time.
That's very true. No, hopefully no tech issues.
No camera dropping off, no sound weirdness.
Right. Hopefully that's all done.
Yeah, hopefully that's
We
behind us.
are set to go live. Make sure we're public. It's analytics, and I'm going to post. We are live. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dockside at the Bay. I am Vinny. This is Kim.
Hello,
And
everybody.
good afternoon. How are you today? Or good evening, I should say. It's 10 o'clock at night on the East Coast.
Well, 9 o'clock for me, but yeah, no, today's been good, and I've been looking forward to just diving in and chatting about this episode a little bit. It was fun to kind of watch and then rewatch and take a few more thorough notes on my second watch of it.
And what's nice about it, well, before we get into anything else, there is a little bit of heartbreaking news I did want to go over. Waking up this morning, I found out that Toby Keith, who is an icon in country music as well as multiple other areas of business and entertainment, passed away at the age of 62. And he
Screw
did
cancer,
get stomach cancer back
screw cancer.
2022, and he passed away surrounded by his friends and family. So our prayers and our love and condolences go out to his friends, fans, and family at this hard time. Toby Keith is actually the one of the first country artists that I actually started to like, especially with courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. I think that's what a lot of got a lot of people into more of a country attitude.
Yeah. Well, and so his heart goes out to all, his family, friends, and obviously, fans and everyone, And again, screw cancer.
Yes, exactly. Just absolute heartbreaking. And then, from the wrestling side of things, he did have a brief stint a couple times at TNA back when it first started in 2002, 2003. Jeff Jarrett, who is a WWE Hall of Famer, talks about it in detail on his podcast, which is, I used to listen to it all the time on ad-free shows, but I totally forgot what it's called now. But it is Jeff Jarrett on ad-free shows, which is, let me just Jeff Jarrett. My World. Yeah. It's called My World with Jeff Jarrett. So some of the earlier episodes, he does talk about Toby Keith doing stuff with TNA Wrestling, and he actually wanted to be an original investor. So go check that out. And again, our condolences go over to his friends and family and fans. Again, just a quick programming note. As you know, last night we did Suds News, so that is up on the podcast feed as well as the replay is here on YouTube. Tonight is Dockside at the Bay. Tomorrow is going to be Squared Circle News. I'm going to have a special guest, Amanda Russ, who is from the B&B Mini Spotlight and the Y&R Mini Spotlight over on JLJ Media. She is a wrestling fan. Been talking, and she's going to come on and do Squared Circle News with me tomorrow. Be talking everything NXT Vengeance Day as well as Monday Night Raw from Monday, and get into some more information about the ever expanding Vince McMahon situation that really nobody wants to talk about, but it's kind of real world stuff that we have to talk about. Okay, so Kim, how was your week?
Week was pretty good, and just I don't know, working, keeping on, trying to deal with the kind of, I don't know, on and off weather we've been having. It's just been like, freakishly cold, and then all of a sudden decides to warm up on us. It's like, come on, make up your mind already.
Yeah. Well,
But
there's nothing if not bipolar.
yes, but no, pretty run-of-the-mill kind of week so far. I don't know though, like, It's funny, like watching, it's so fun watching soaps because you think like, oh yeah, I've got some like upcoming stuff that's a little bit hectic, a little bit crazy. And you watch a soap and then you just like, it really does put your life into perspective.
Agreed. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Start realizing that, yeah, my life is not this hectic and insane. Thank goodness.
Couple things to kind of go over. I've talked about it in numerous podcasts just about social media in general. Seems like the Sabrina Nation, who are fans of Sabrina on General Hospital, apparently they're starting to cause some trouble again, because ever since Nicholas Alexander Chavez is taking a
Yeah,
break.
he's starting to, he's definitely his star is rising for
Yes,
sure.
absolutely. His star is rising, and he is taking a short hiatus. He's presumed dead right now, because he's filming the show for Netflix of the Menendez boys. And so he's taking time away. He's coming back. He does still have a contract with GH, but he's not going to be too much longer for the show. But all the people that are Sabrina fans, they want Trina on like every day morning, this morning him, and having her front spotlight and getting into a lot of problems with people, because all they care about, it is okay to be a fan of a certain couple, of an actor or actress,
Definitely
characters,
can get
whatever.
attached,
But
especially the soaps because you see them every day, or for the most part anyway, and you get invested, and then when you start seeing just when your fave goes away, it just there's a void that's there, and it just
absolutely.
causes you to sometimes, I don't know, you can miserate, but you can also kind of go a little get a little,
Overboard, yes.
yeah.
All right, so let's again, we are going to be going over today. We're going to be going over The Bay, The Beginning, episode number 4. And you can find The Bay, The Beginning, of course, on Tubi TV and Amazon Prime. For those of you who watch on Prime, if you notice, you now have to pay even extra for ad free. So, just remember that when you're looking for it. But The Bay as well is on Popstar TV, as well as, I believe it's also still on Amazon Prime. It's on Peacock and Tubi TV. So definitely find it. It is a diamond in the rough, at least from what I've come to know of it. But anyway, so how was your, you said you watched it previously. Now you're rewatching it and watching it and rewatching it, and what's your
Doing
take
a lot
on
of, one watch to kind of get it back in my brain, another watch to kind of go in and just kind of recap it out for myself and remember, just pinpoint specific things that jumped out. That's, I don't know. It's the film school background in me. I like to analyze stuff. So.
No, I get it. And I'm not a film school graduate. I've been in a couple of film classes. I'm just an entertainment fan. But I also look at the I like the storytelling. That's what I look at. I look at the storytelling. I look at the character arcs. As long as the story is there, I'm enthralled by it. So it's like there are times where I specifically don't watch movies because I just don't have the time to get into something different, because I can get into anything as long as the story's there.
Honestly, I'm the same way. If it's character driven and you got strong, characters and a strong story and they're pushing the narrative forward, there's just, I can go on for days about, certain, comes to TV when it comes to more so TV a little bit more than film. And I'm not really sure why that is. Maybe it's just 'cause like there's a plethora of like, streaming content out there. It's like all like, episodic, but
Right.
I will say that just, with this particular episode, I mean, they throw a lot of story at you quick
Yep.
just because they're trying to almost play not catch up, but because last episode of, Baby involved
Reintroduction.
theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're kind of, in that world and just kind of focused in on Peter, but now it's like, okay, now we're gonna bring it back into the main fold feature,
Yeah.
bring the rest of our cast, bring in their threads, their stories, what's going on with them, get all caught up. So there was a lot of just like little moments, just kind of bringing these characters back into like our mind's eye and focusing on them again. So there's a lot of little twists
There
and a
was.
lot of little things happening all in 21 minutes, which is kind of amazing. So.
Exactly. The show went by really quickly because, before I started actually going through and taking notes, I watched up until episode 5, which is what we'll cover next week. But, and I'm I'm thinking of it, and I'm thinking about some of the stuff that happens in episode five. And because it's so fast paced, I actually thought it was going to be happening this week, in episode four. So now it's like, okay, wait, well, all right, now back up. We only have, so much that actually happened in episode four, and that's what we're going to be getting into today. But you know what? Definitely something that brings a tear to your eye. The very first scene of the episode is,
Oh,
Sophia Madison, Jackie Zeman. She's the very first person we see on our screen, barking orders, setting
you
up.
gotta make an entrance.
Yes, barking orders, getting the Garrett, estate ready for the wedding for Brian and Zoe. And, it's, of course, for those of you who are not General Hospital watchers, she does, she did play Bobby Spencer as well on General Hospital. And she did pass away this past May from cancer, which was completely unexpected. Nobody really, like, she never publicized it. So it was completely unexpected. So it's just great to it's great to see those people that we've lost in these kind of archives.
And she, as soon as she comes out, she's got this giant hat on, this dress, she is dressed to the nines. And what two men are like right behind her asking, well, what are we doing? What's happening? Because they're obviously she's recruited them to help with the wedding planning, but she walks around like she owns the place. You almost think that she does. And then Sarah comes out on the balcony and is like, who are you? What are you doing? Which is the funniest contrast because you got Sarah who's like obviously Garrett Estate, it's her place, and she is almost like the outsider. It's almost just like she doesn't know what's going on, and this woman is just, swanning around, being like, just, oh yeah, over here, just put that over there. You'd think it was reversed.
And the funny part is there are so many people that wanted Brian to cancel or postpone the wedding. Sarah's like, oh, well, Peter's still missing. We can't do anything because Peter's not here yet. And then, Zoe's like, I can't marry you right now because I don't know the whole story. You're not being honest with me,
And also her mentioning too with Vivian as well,
Exactly.
the
Vivian's in the
situation
hospital.
there. She's got a lot of reasons why she's just not ready to walk down the aisle, and they're all valid.
They
I
are.
mean, her engagement party from hell, coupled with the fact that her niece was just in a car accident, coupled with the fact that like her fiance has like all of these kind of secrets and things that are happening that she's unaware of. I mean, my gosh, if it was the morning of, I'd be like, we are post her, like. When she has that moment where she basically is like, we are postponing this, like, I'm gonna kill him. It's like, that is completely relatable. I am, Team Zoe in that equation 100%, because everything that she's talking about, I mean, she has every reason in the world to want to just kind of push this thing down the road, but clearly Brian has other ideas.
And it's almost like, Brian wants to, it's almost like Brian wants to rush her wedding for, a reason like, so that she can't testify against him in court, and
Oh,
something.
the way that he is just very like, let's make this happen, let's go. I mean, his the exact reasoning behind it is just like, there's a sense of urgency
Of
there,
course,
and he's still kind of shrouded in this secrecy though. We know that he's got a lot of stuff going on. We know that everything that happened with Isabella, there's a lot that like, we feel almost as in the dark as Zoe does, just kind of in terms of like, what's going on with you, bud? Why are you so, anxious to like see this thing going? And Sarah questions it, and Zoe's questioning it, and but for different reasons, obviously. So, but determined.
And they're all valid reasons. I mean, your stepbrother or your brother, half brother, whatever, your brother is missing.
Yes.
He ran away. He bought a train ticket, and I like how Sarah kind of told Lane, well, I know he's okay because he used his credit card. So I mean, at least she kind of understands. Yeah, he's fine. Just give him space.
But she's just, how can I, how it's almost as if like Brian's sense of urgency is concerning, but she is more concerned about Peter's whereabouts in the equation. Like she's just like, where is, like Peter is like, 100% like focused, in her brain, just where is my son? What's he doing? What's he up to right now? Like she's not even like kind of even that focused on the fact that like there's a woman going around planning a wedding in her yard. She's just, where is my child?
No, exactly. And again, thank you for those who are watching. Go ahead, hit the like button, subscribe, get notified. Chat room is open, so feel free to say hi. So we do see that Lane and Sarah are kind of talking about where Peter may have gone, and that Lane needs to tell her something.
It's Lee.
Is it Lee? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I
I
put.
had it down as well. I had it down as Lee.
You're right, it is. It's Lee Nelson. Yeah, it's Lee, not Lane. Okay. I'm human. I'm human. I'm not perfect.
Right. A lot to keep straight this episode. Don't get, you know, and with his character too, he kind of comes on in kind of an odd sort of, you know, fashion in a way too, because he gets the call from Marley, who isn't even like around at like, you know, the present moment at like the wedding or anything like that. He's mostly been kind of involved with, you know, we saw him with Sarah previously. Now he's apparently staying at the gatehouse with Brian. He's kind of jumping all over the place. He's making phone calls. This guy's got a lot going on, and we're a little, he's a little mysterious at this point to us too.
You're absolutely right. And it's like when he and Sarah are kind of embracing, then you see Lex come up. Lex being Tristan Rogers, the great Robert Scorpio.
Another great entrance. You know, he just kind of shuffles up there. He's got his cane because clearly, you know, he was injured in the
The
I
shootout,
believe
or
he was injured at that, yes. But you know, we haven't seen him yet. We've just heard Lex mentioned, so finally putting face to the name with him. But I just love that moment where, you know, Sarah kind of looks over Lee's shoulder, looks over, sees him, and then it's just, you know, you think that like her and Lee are really, you know, like and then you see her look at Lex and it's just like, oh, okay. You've clearly there is
There's
some,
some there.
yep, but
And
great entrance for him as well. He just kind of comes on the scene a little, you know, just, you know, got his cane and he's just trying to like, you know, find his way and stuff, getting over to, you know, talk to Sarah. And then you got Lee, who's just like kind of, you know, getting in the middle of the mix with them as well, and it's just tension right there.
oh,
And
it's
you
a
know,
lot of tension, especially when Sarah leaves and then it's Lex and Lee by themselves. And, they're kind of thinking, thinks it's a little awkward, because of what happened. Lex cheated on his wife with Sarah. And,
find
obviously,
out, you know, Liza and
like, yeah.
Lex, obviously, you know, and Liza's off in New York now, not practicing medicine, doing music, you know, so she clearly, you know, was the kind of, you know, they imply that like, you know, like she was the one who was like, you know, cheated on, but now it's like it's driven home, you know, now it's okay.
No, it's definitely driven home. And not to, and then, and Lee, who we find out was not faithful to Sarah as well. We find that out later in this episode. That's kind of like, it's like good, what's good for the gander is good for the goose. It's like,
Yeah, clearly there's some issues within the marriage, but clearly there's still a connection there too.
of course.
Like, you know, obviously, because like they were talking about, like, you know, with Peter and everything like that, and you know, there's obviously, you know, there is a connection, and you can see the chemistry that's there. You can kind of see the longing looks back and forth, but you can also tell, like, yeah, there's a lot of issues within and weird dynamics that are happening in this little triangle, quadrangle thing that's going on. So.
Lex kind of points it out. He says, your ex-husband is still in love with you.
Yeah.
Still love you,
I love how he just flat out just, you know, no bones about it. Just like, yep, he's still in love with you.
exactly. So
No uncertain terms.
yeah, no, exactly. No uncertain terms at all. So, we do see that, kind of going back to Zoe, Zoe goes ahead and she's like unaware that they're even getting married. We see Zoe's dad come up and he's like, I'm
For the
here.
wedding.
Yeah, I'm here for
Ryan
the
called
wedding.
me.
Ryan
You know,
called me, said it's going on.
that moment is just, and then her just expression totally changes. She's so happy to see her dad, and then all of a sudden she finds out she's here for this, or he's here for this wedding that she thought was postponed. She's not even, my gosh. I mean, like, that's just, I'm gonna kill him when she says that. Like, a very relatable moment there.
Oh, of course, absolutely. So Zoe calls Brian and she's like, I'm not getting married. Vivian is, in the hospital. We don't know what's happening. I've gotten no information about her. And not to mention, you're not being truthful with me. I know you said that you'll tell me when the time is right, but I need to know now. So there's just a lot of stuff going through her mind because in reality, you're getting married to somebody you want to know what's going on in their lives. Like,
You want to be, especially when you've had this much disruption happen. I mean,
yeah.
goodness, they, because when she's talking with her father about the whole, oh, well, that story about the guy that strapped a bomb, the phony bomb thing that made the news, it's
Yeah.
like, okay, that just happened at your engagement party. Now, like, you're trying to, your fiance's trying to like almost rush you down the aisle when you've got another family matter going on, not to mention reeling still from what happened at your engagement. I mean, I'd run for the hills if I was Zoe. So the fact though that she kind of, by, the end of the conversation with her father, the end of the conversation that she has with Brian, she definitely kind of, is back on board. But, and it helps too, obviously, that, she finds out about Vivian's status. And we still haven't seen Vivian,
Right. No, we haven't.
but she's reassured obviously that her niece is okay by Mac. And then kind of that's like a turning point. So her family kind of helps her kind of recenter and turn things, back a little bit. But at the same time, I still like the way that she kind of, says with Brian, like, I trust that you're going to tell me, but you do need to tell me. Like, you do need to, clear this up. But Brian is so relieved at that point too. He's just
Oh yeah.
like,
Well,
yeah.
at the first point when they hang up, and at this point Brian's like, "Oh no, she's not coming." He's like, "It's all your fault, Isabella."
Oh,
And
yeah.
Lee overhears him, and he's like, "Well, who's Isabella?" Kind of trying to question what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, 'cause his like he's been like I think crashing with Brian too, or staying with him at the gatehouse, I think is what they said. And he relays that to Sarah, just like, yeah, I've been around him and stuff like that. But there's some, he knows there's something up with his son, and he's trying to figure it out. But Brian's obviously not going to be forthcoming, and is just not in a position to really, chat about it. All he's just got tunnel vision. Like, this wedding needs to happen today,
And
no
that's what
matter
it is.
what.
She's like, and Zoe does soften up eventually. Zoe calls Brian, and after she finds out that Vivian's in critical condition, but she's going to be fine. Her
You
dad
woke up
comes in.
and can't have visitors, so you can't play that card. It's like, oh, well, I can go to the hospital. No, she can't. She needs to
The
sleep. And then,
rest. Yep.
well, I guess I have no excuses now.
And her, I like her how her dad's like, "Oh, so Vivian's going to be fine." So that, takes that. And like you said, there's, her excuses kind of washed away. But she does end up calling Brian. And she's like, she goes, she calls him back. And eventually she reconsiders. She says she will marry him. She realizes everything you went through to set it up. And, Brian thanked her
Does
for.
acknowledge too postponing at this stage, especially when you've got the mayor's wife running around, wedding planning for them. It's like, okay, maybe at this stage we should just go ahead with this thing. But it's like all the pieces come together and they make it seem like everything is going to be okay and they're going to be able to have this wedding. So clearly that will not go off as planned, because in soap opera land, there's no way. Like, too many pieces all came together at the last minute for them to really have like a happy, something's afoot.
Oh, of course.
So.
Absolutely. We back up a little bit in the kind of switching gears now, switching to a different storyline that happened. Like I said, this episode has had a lot in it. This episode was jam-packed. We see Janice going over to Manuel's house, Manuel being her brother, and
We
his
haven't met him yet. This is our
right
first introduction to
is
him.
our first time, talking to. Seeing him, we see Marley kind of hide because we
Yes.
know that there is that,
Marley with red hair now.
yeah,
Marley
exactly.
without, got a
Which was
haircut.
a mind trip for me because I'm used to seeing Martha Madison with blonde hair.
You almost don't recognize her at first. It takes a second. Then you're just like, oh, wait a minute. No, that's Marley. Okay. And, but yeah, as soon as Janice shows up, then Marley just like cuts and runs, just ducks in. And, obviously, because we saw from the flashbacks, she's clearly, with somebody else, married to somebody else who, so this is obviously like kind of an extracurricular activity that's happening between her and Manny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she runs, she hides, and then you have Janice, who is just determined to see her brother. And you know, we have the, yelling English, yelling in Spanish, just, like, let me in, your big sister is here, let me in, just establishing that relationship super fast, and she's just determined to see him and discuss everything that's happened with Liana.
Yeah, and they start arguing about Liana's father, and she says that Lee is back in town, and it's almost like Manny pushes her out, pushes her right out of the apartment.
Oh yeah. No, he's, and it's funny too when they have that moment where she's just like going off about the whole situation and just telling him what's going on, and he kind of mumbles back in response, but and she calls him out for like, why are you mumbling? Why are you muttering? And it's all because he clearly does not want Marley to hear exactly what is going on. Nonetheless, she does,
Yeah.
but he's like trying to just, get her out of there, not have, this whole situation that, Janice is, this whole secret come out at this exact moment. For Marley to hear, but she hears.
Here's absolutely. So, Marley comes out and realizes that Liana is her sister based on what she overheard, and that Manny kept a secret. Like he knew,
To be fair, he did say, like, when we got together, I wasn't thinking about who your parents were. I wasn't thinking about, So, it's obviously, he knew and was aware, and I'd be thrown for a complete loop if I just found out that this woman was my half sister. Like, just very, just, but, he's just kind of like, we were just, we were just having our thing. I wasn't thinking about the whole family tree
Right,
situation.
exactly, yeah. So,
But yeah,
exactly.
such a good scene between them, when Marley comes out and just confronts him, and it's just like, oh my God, you knew. I have a half sister. What's going on? And she's just, you can tell she's spiraling from this.
She's
So.
spiraling, but Liana is also spiraling,
Oh, yeah. And they only cut to her briefly, but you do see that,
You see her taking pills to get high,
Yes. Yeah.
and it's like we just saw her last, a couple of weeks ago in the hospital from being high. She slit her wrists.
I mean, in a way, it's almost like the way that they, because the scene is so quick with her by the pier, they show her, she sits down, she's got the bandages on, and then it's just like a quick flash showing her taking the pills. You almost wonder if it was like, is she imagining that? Did it actually happen? Either way, it's not good.
Right.
The whole situation is just not good, but you almost wonder if like the back, if she actually took them or if she was just thinking about taking them. But either way, she's not in a good place right now,
No,
clearly.
she's really not. I mean, the fact is, you find out your father is, is somebody who you're not aware of, after how many years. Your mother's been lying to you because she knows who your father is. And not to mention, she was dating Pete and they got high together.
Yeah.
Pete runs off because
Yeah.
he doesn't remember who he
They
is.
had seen each other at the hospital, but clearly he did not feel like sticking around to
Yeah.
kind of see her through her issues. And clearly that connection is not that, it's not much beyond getting high and making out.
Exactly. But lo and behold, Peter comes home. He comes home and he explains that, he knows what happened and understands what happened, but need some time to adjust.
Yeah, but the way that they handled that scene too, you have Sarah who's just like in like fierce mom mode, being like, "Let me speak to your supervisor, God damn it!" Like, tell
Yeah.
me, she's just like, and then you've Lex in the house too, which I thought was kind of interesting. It's like Lex is the one who's kind of there to like offer her like
Your
just
comfort,
support.
yeah.
Lee is off, obviously tending to like Brian and also on the phone and also kind of multitasking and doing his thing in the background. But Lex knows that like she's concerned about Peter. He's the one who's inside there to just kind of be like, everything good? You all right? I mean, he's just kind of standing awkwardly in the living room, but he's still at least in the house with her and just kind of sees everything that's going on. But yeah, and then all of a sudden he just is like, put down the phone. I'm right here. Even in like that moment, like I love how he just kind of he comes out and he just says like, I know that you're okay. Like he knows he can trust her now, but he still doesn't trust her. Like he doesn't even let her like, she says, I love you. He can't say it back. He doesn't even like let her hug him. He says, I'll just go find my way around the house myself. Like he's still very, there's still distance between them, but at least he knows he can be there safely and that,
Yeah, and he
he
understands
trusted
that
her.
she's his mother. It's I think it kind of like he needed that closure to see Claire in the
Oh
last
yeah.
episode,
Yep.
I mean, think about it. He was, 7 or 8 years old, being
Yeah.
ripped out of, or 6 years old maybe, that, he's being ripped out of his mother's arms, the only mother he knew, to say, this is your mother now,
Yeah. And then you just get transported back right into that because of, everything that, that went down with the seizure, with the drugs, everything. And just to be like back in that, mode, and then coming to realize like, oh wait, no, this is all, I mean, it's understandable that he just needs some space to process and needs some distance. And, but then you have like Sarah's like, reaction, like she's just completely like, Pete's kind of almost non-emotional. And then you have Sarah who's just like, in tears, and she's smiling and she's hugging Lex and she's so happy. So it's just that contrast there was so good.
Yeah, and you get to see Pete as we move forward through through the series. He's not an overly emotional person.
No. I mean, we did see him break down, obviously, with Claire, but that was completely justified and warranted. I mean, given the situation.
Of
So,
course. Well,
but,
because I mean, at this point, technically, he still has the mindset of a little boy.
yeah.
We saw that with him.
He found his way home.
Yeah,
At least he
exactly.
found his way back.
Yeah.
And, but now it's just a matter of kind of like, but him needing that in order to kind of feel like, okay, now I can kind of look at this situation differently. And it's like he needed that kind of closure almost with Claire in order to, eventually forge a relationship with Sarah. And they do become like, very close.
Very close. Yeah.
Result, obviously she is his, biological mother, but that just the way that their relationship kind of trans, over the course of the series, it's funny seeing them in this place, knowing where they are present in
Yeah.
the show.
Exactly. And then, so I mean, we kind of went through everything other than the fact that Lee is trying to just get answers from Brian.
Yeah, and well, we also found out too, just Isabella, they did mention that, like, I'm assuming because they name drop Emma, and
Yeah.
Lee is on the phone with Emma, and like, I haven't seen your daughter Emma, which makes me assume that, like, okay, is there some involvement there? Isabella, Emma's possibly, like, there was a little bit of like Isabella mention and potentially a Lee connection with that as well.
Yeah.
So, it was brief, but it was there. It's just another like, fun little thread to keep us on our toes.
And no, I didn't even catch the Emma name, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, because when he's on the phone all dodgy, and then all of a sudden he's just like, Emma, I haven't, but he also says he loves her. So like, there's, I'm
Oh,
thinking Emma's back probably. Where was he the last, when Marley called him, he was in England, I want to say.
yeah. I think so, or overseas somewhere, I think.
So maybe there's some sort of, either way though, it's like, so clearly he's got some, there's like some potential link there. Lee,
Yeah.
Isabella, that kind of thread could kind of be in there as well. But yeah, there was just a lot of little moving parts, a lot of little pieces.
Yeah, no, I mean, and then, like I said, we kind of end the show about with Zodi calling Brian saying, we'll get married today. I know how much you went through. I trust you to tell me, but you have to tell me. And Brian thanks her for trusting him.
Yep. And I do, I believe like, what you're keeping from me for a good reason. But her saying, I hope I don't regret it later, it's like, well, that could be some foreshadowing in there.
Oh, there's a lot of foreshadowing. I guarantee you there's a lot of foreshadowing in there. But it's almost like, they're making this wedding to be almost like a mob style situation where, like relating it back to General Hospital, Nina and Sonny getting married, but Sonny's business is off limits. And Nina's like, I know what you allegedly do. I know your business is off limits and I'm going to love you no matter what, and you'll tell me what you can tell me, I mean, that's basically the way
There's,
to set it up.
yeah, you can tell though, like there is, I mean, it's funny though, because like clearly, I mean, I'm still, Brian is still in that kind of flying by the seat of his pants mode though. You can tell when he like goes off the handle and throws the chair and is like, I want to kill you, Isabella. Like he is not a hardened, like business kind of, he
Right.
doesn't, he doesn't have that. He's still
Oh,
kind of
sure.
scrambling. And it's curious to just kind of see like, how that's going to shake out, because obviously like, some stuff is going to come down like at the wedding, obviously they're setting it up for, some major incidents to go down. So what he's trying to his best now to like kind of I think do damage control and prevent it
Yeah.
and just bury everything else and it's just but yeah he's not really succeeding.
No, he's not. He's too emotional to almost have, multiple things going on because he wants to get married to Zoe today. We know that he's holding Isabella,
Yes.
hostage, and he's cracking under the pressure because he's like, it just got to go my way, and let's say it didn't go his way. What would happen? Just based on the kind of person we're seeing now, he would crack under the pressure.
Yep, he's not hardwired for this. This is not clearly, and it's funny how like Lee really kind of dials into that and dials into the fact that his son is not okay. Sarah, though, obviously, like her mind was more on Peter. She sees, she can tell that there's something up with Brian too, but it's like, sure, her focus was elsewhere. So I wonder if, like, next episode, because I make a point of trying not to watch the previews for the fall. It's just so I'm like fully, surprised. So I kind of don't really remember exactly what happens, in terms of sequence of events for the episode following this one. So I'm kind of curious as to, I know stuff goes down. I just can't remember exactly what.
Yeah, no, exactly. And next week's episode is going to be the Bay of the Beginning episode 5. We'll be halfway through the Bay of the Beginning series, which is 10 episodes on Amazon Prime and Tubi TV. So check that out before next week. That's your homework, is to watch episode 5 of the Bay, the Beginning. So we've gone over everything of the episode. Like I said, there's a lot in there.
A lot, a lot of moving parts, and it's a lot of setup for, stuff that's to come. And yeah, we really just did, we did kind of like touch on, there wasn't really any kind of, I don't really have a, too many like final thoughts on the episode as a whole. I think we kind of touched base on everything. But did you have any kind of like other just kind of comment?
Not really. I mean, other than the fact that I screwed up Lee's name and put Lane on my note.
There's a lot of name drop, like there is, and you got to keep them all straight, it happens.
It does happen. But just kind of some housekeeping stuff to go over before we end the episode. Of course, we are an affiliate for WWE Shop, so go to sudsandsquarecircle.com/wrestling merch. That'll bring you directly to our affiliate feed. We do get commission off the sales. You can get this awesome NWO hat, as well as all the other merchandise for Cody Rhodes, The Rock, Roman Reigns, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. WrestleMania is coming up in April, so make sure to get your merchandise. Tomorrow I'll be recording and then releasing an episode of Squared Circle News with special guest Amanda Russ from B&B Mini Spotlight and Y&R Mini Spotlight, as well. And then next week we'll be back with Dockside of the Bay, episode number 5. Thank you all for watching and listening. This will be up on the podcast feed tomorrow. Definitely hit the like button, subscribe, get notified, shoot us some comments, and share, spread the word, get people to subscribe to the Suds and Squared Circle page, because once we do that, then be able to do super chats and all that kind of happy stuff. But yeah, definitely get the subscribe button going. And as well as if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, go ahead and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and or Spotify or wherever you listen, because we're everywhere. Go to sudsandsquaredcircle.com. That's where you find all the information you need for these podcasts and the shows as well. But anyways, any final thoughts before we end the show for this week?
Nothing really springing to mind at the moment. I'm a little, I think we kind of covered all the bases and looking forward to diving in next week and finding out what comes next because I honestly have forgotten. So I'm genuinely excited to kind of see where things progress in this part of the series.
All right. Well, again, thank you guys for watching. Hit the like button, subscribe, get notified. We will see you next week, Dockside at the Bay.
Take
Have a
care,
good week,
everybody.
everybody. All right. Live stream is over, and I will stop the recording.